from the Overseas Development Institute. I am here with Valpy Fitzgerald, Professor of International Economics and Finance at Oxford University. We are here at the ODI event on policy coherence and the international financial architecture. We asked him, what are the prospects for cross-border capital flows to the poorest and most vulnerable countries?
Overall, the prospects are good in the sense that after the 2007-2009 financial crisis, both direct investment flows and lending have increased again to the poorest countries. The problem, I think, is a double one. Firstly, most of the direct foreign investment is still going into extractive industries like oil and mining, and isn't going into sectors which should be a priority, for example, agriculture. The second problem is that the short-term capital flows tend to be very volatile, flowing in and out, because international investors are still very nervous about emerging markets. And the recent collapse in Argentina, spreading to Latin America, means that even though there's no real connection, they tend to then pull their money out of poor African countries, poor Asian countries, through a process known as contagion. So that I fear that we're going to see more instability in capital flows to developing countries, and not as much of a development impact as we would like to see.